Today's passage is 2 Samuel 16, 15 to 17, 14. Meanwhile, Absalom and all the men of Israel came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with him. Then Hushai the Archite, David's confidant, went to Absalom and said to him, "Long live the king, long live the king." Absalom said to Hushai, "So this is the love you show your friend? If he's your friend, why didn't you go with him?" Hushai said to Absalom, "No, the one chosen by the Lord, by these people, and by all the men of Israel, his I will be, and I will remain with him. Furthermore, whom should I serve? Should I not serve the son? Just as I served your father, so I will serve you." Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give us your advice. What should we do?" Ahithophel answered, "Sleep with your father's concubines, whom he left to take care of the palace. Then all Israel will hear that you have made yourself obnoxious to your father, and the hands of everyone with you will be more resolute." So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the roof, and he slept with his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Now in those days, the advice Ahithophel gave was like that of one who inquires of God. That was how both David and Absalom regarded all of Ahithophel's advice. Ahithophel said to Absalom, "I would choose 12,000 men and set out tonight in pursuit of David. I would attack him while he was weary and weak. I would strike him with terror, and then all the people with him will flee. I would strike down only the king and bring all the people back to you. The death of the man you seek will mean the return of all. All the people will be unharmed." This plan seemed good to Absalom and to all the elders of Israel. But Absalom said, "Summon also Hushai the Archite, so we can hear what he has to say as well." When Hushai came to him, Absalom said, "Ahithophel has given this advice. Should we do what he says? If not, give us your opinion." Hushai replied to Absalom, "The advice Ahithophel has given is not good this time. You know your father and his men. They are fighters, and as fierce as a wild bear robbed of her cubs. Besides, your father is an experienced fighter. He will not spend the night with his troops. Even now, he is hidden in a cave or some other place. If you should attack your troops first, whoever hears about it will say, 'There has been a slaughter among the troops who follow Absalom.' Then even the bravest soldier, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will melt with fear, for all Israel knows that your father is a fighter and that those with him are brave. So I advise you, let all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, as numerous as the sand on the seashore, be gathered to you, with you yourself leading them into battle. Then we will attack him wherever he may be found, and we will fall on him as dew settles upon the ground. Neither he nor any of his men will be left alive. If he withdraws into a city, then all Israel will bring ropes to that city, and we will drag it down to the valley until not so much as a pebble is left." Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The advice of Hushai the Archite is better than that of Ahithophel." For the Lord had determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring disaster upon Absalom. In today's passage, we see how the advice of others can make us or break us. Again, the advice of others can make us or break us. In the passage, we see Absalom, who has claimed his father David's throne for himself, seeking the advice of two people, Ahithophel and Hushai. First, Ahithophel gives Absalom the advice of making himself obnoxious to his father in the sight of all Israel. So he literally pitches a tent on the roof, they pitch it for him, and he sleeps with his father's concubines for all Israel to see. Side note that this is very close to the punishment that God promised David through Nathan for his sin with Bathsheba. Back a few chapters ago, God said through Nathan, "Behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house. And I will take your wives from before your eyes and give them to your neighbor. And he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." So back to the story. After Absalom sleeps with David's concubines, we get verse 23. "Now in those days, the advice Ahithophel gave was like that of one who inquires of God. That was how both David and Absalom regarded all of Ahithophel's advice." The author lets us know that Ahithophel's advice was treasured by David and Absalom alike. We don't know why that is. We don't have many details. Maybe he sounded really wise, like Yoda, or maybe what he advised always came to be true. But whatever the cause, the text says that his advice was like that of one who inquires of God. It was that highly respected, taken as seriously as a prophet's word. Given that, Ahithophel suggests that Absalom chooses 12,000 men to pursue David right away, to set out tonight and strike David while he is weary. And the plan sounds good to Absalom and the elders. But for whatever reason, Absalom wants to hear Hushai's advice too. I think it's interesting that Absalom would do this after just hearing Ahithophel's advice and thinking it was good. I would have thought Absalom would act on it right away. However, he hears Hushai out, who says that Ahithophel's advice is not good. Hushai says Absalom should instead gather all of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, to go out against David, with Absalom himself leading the charge. And Absalom decides with the men of Israel that Hushai's advice is better. Again, not much details. Perhaps it sounded like an even more certain path to victory, with all of Israel going out against David. In the last verse, the author provides an explanation that this was God's doing, for the Lord had determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring disaster on Absalom. Gathering all Israel would take longer than going out right away, and as we'll see in the coming chapters, Absalom leading the men to battle was not the best choice. God opened Absalom's heart to Hushai's advice, which would ultimately lead to Absalom's defeat, which again we'll read about later this week. Hushai's advice would break Absalom. There's many ways to reflect on our own lives from this passage regarding advice. Like, what kind of advice are we giving to others? And what are we basing that advice off of? And so on. But I'd like to start with just examining whose advice is influencing your life. Are you allowing godly advice into your life? Are you intentionally seeking out godly advice? There's many different ways to allow godly advice from others into your life. The first way that comes to mind is a one-on-one meeting with a mentor, or somebody a little further ahead in life, or just with a friend or peer who is seeking to live for God. Other ways include corporate gatherings, like when we're gathered together in worship and we hear a message from the word that the pastors give. Or even other more indirect ways of getting advice, like reading books. The question is, are we seeking biblical, godly advice that will make us, in other words, that will draw us closer to God, rather than break us by leading us away from Him? A verse that comes to mind is Proverbs 13:20. It says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Let's pray and ask God for godly advice in our lives, the type of advice that would draw us closer to Him, that we could discern people He has placed in our lives that we can go to regularly to point us to Christ. And let's pray that our hearts will be open to what He desires to speak to us through others. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage and just a reminder of the big influence that others have on us through their advice. And God, I pray that you would pour out your grace upon us. God, that you would just direct us to people who would give sound advice that's based on your word, God, grounded on the truth of you, God. And Lord, we pray that we would not only have this advice in our lives, but we would really be open to it and take it in as just a means of your grace to follow you more. So Lord, we pray that you would fill us with your spirit, fill those around us with your spirit, God, that we could live for you more and more each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.